helping our bees and other pollinators. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. This is National Pollinator Week, and more of us are not just worried about the decline of bees and other pollinators. We're also doing something about it. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
When the dramatic decline in commercial honeybee population started back in the late 1990s, researchers also started reporting that there were declines in wild bees and other insects that pollinate crops. And so there began a ramped-up research effort to find the causes for the declines and also to get Americans more aware of the issue and aware of how they can help.
We are definitely trying to educate them, and I think a lot of the public agencies are working on that, trying to get the word out.
And it's working. This from University of Maryland Extension entomologist Mary Kay Malinowski. She's been out here on the ball in Washington, D.C. with experts from other agencies talking with people about this whole issue, showing people like me how we can improve conditions for these pollinators. And indeed, interest on that is far above what it was in the late 1990s. People are setting up honeybee colonies, for example, in places you'd never expect.
I have a friend who works with beekeepers in New York City, where they have beehives on the buildings in downtown New York, in Manhattan.
And if they can make it there, they can make it anywhere. But of course, it's not just New York.
People are putting bees everywhere. There's beehives all over Washington, D.C. on many of the buildings down here.
But no beehive hairdos, at least that we've noticed. But Mary Kay Malinowski says it's not just honeybees that pollinate many of our food crops.
There's a lot of other things that pollinate plants. There's butterflies, there's moths, bats, a lot of native bees, like little tiny bees. There's all different size bees. Bumblebees, there's a lot of species of bumblebees. There's even certain flies that will visit flowers as well.
On the Mall in Washington, D.C., Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And, of course, bees and other pollinators are critical for our agricultural crops. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.